Iets aan doen.
Wat is
iets
van dat?
Nee, ik ben
het niet. Nee. Hoor ik al. De veranderingen.
Today is March 8th. Marrakesh, 2016, Oliveri Room, CCNSO members meeting day one.
Okay, if I could ask everybody to take their seats, we're going to get going in just a moment. Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the CCNSO meetings, the start of the CCNSO meetings for ICANN 55 in Marrakesh. As usual, we have a very busy couple of days, and also very, I would say, a particularly important couple of days for the CCNSO community and certainly for the broader ICANN community as well. Katrina, in a moment, is going to walk us through the overview of what the next 2 days look like. But I think it does bear mentioning that I would say that this meeting in particular has a certain gravitas or particular importance to it that is even more pronounced than a standard ICANN meeting. And of course, there is a change in leadership both at the ICANN level. So there's an epoch or an importance to that transition in the CEO leadership at ICANN and to a much lesser degree, a leadership change within the CCNSO, as this will be, of course, my last CCNSO meeting as chair. But I think most importantly, of course, is the discussion regarding the CCWG accountability and, of course, the related CWG stewardship. Like previous meetings, we have significant time allocated to that, but this is a very, very important subject for our community and for all the ICANN communities. Depending, of course, on the outcome of our conversations over the coming days, should it be approved by this community, we will see significant changes I think for the better in terms of our ability to determine our own fate regarding PDP around delegation, revocation, transfer is carved out in the CCWG, potentially SLEs clearly defined where they hadn't been in the past, et cetera. So, I mean, there are a number of very interesting topics for us to discuss and significant time allocated to those topics. So please, I would remind all our counselors, it's always important for you to attend these meetings, but it's particularly important for us as counselors to be listening closely during the blocks of time allocated to the discussion around CCWG and CWG. And as members of the CCNSO, it's absolutely critical for all of us to listen to the members we appointed to the CCWG and CWG, to their opinions, to their inputs, to their take on the proposals. So with that, I will turn it over to Katrina to walk us through the next 2 days.
Thank you very much, Byron. Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to see so many of you already here in the room, ready for 2 days of packed agenda, intense discussions, and hopefully interesting presentations. We all got folders in front of you. Thanks to the Secretariat for this initiative, they tried to compile together everything we might need in the two coming days. You also will find agenda printed there for your convenience. But now I'll try to walk you through really quickly. I'm not going to talk about each and every session, each and every presentation in details, but again, As Byron already mentioned, we have a lot of time allocated to discussions around IANA stewardship transition process. And we'll start today with block number one. This is going to be an introduction to the final, well, the proposal we have at the moment. We'll have, in the room, we're going to have Lise, who joins us as our co-chair on CWG. We have time, we give time to each of our representatives, our members on CCWG. They will give you their view on the proposal, and of course we will have an overview of what proposal actually means at this particular moment. Tomorrow we'll continue discussions with IANA stewardship transition process. Here we'll talk more about implementation. Again, as Byron already mentioned, we'll talk about SLE's status quo and what we will have to do during the implementation phase and what it means to the CCNSO. And then at the end of second day, we'll have discussion around everything, basically. We will want to hear your opinion. Of course, you are free to ask your questions during all these discussions, during CCNSO cocktail, during breaks. People you saw on the screen, they are here. They are ready and willing to share their use their knowledge and their expertise on the process. And, well, this is something, again, we need to do. PDP, for those who have forgotten, this is policy development process. We'll get an update from Becky and Bart on this process, retirement of CCTLD and review mechanism. Of course, we have many other interesting sessions, updates from working groups. Here I would like particularly stress update from Guidelines Review Committee. This is, as you may remember, this committee is working on the guidelines of the CCNSO. We try to update them, and today we present our work on this issue. Another interesting aspect, probably many CCTLDs would like to hear a legal session. And all presentations are interesting, but this time we will kind of start discussions around intermediary liability around the world. So the plan is that in the next meetings we will explore this issue in detail if there's an interest from the community, from CCTLDs. Of course, there are traditional sessions, CCTLD news, update from regional organizations, and so on. In the evening, of course, we're all welcome to the CCNSO cocktail. It's another traditional session of ours. The cocktail will take place in, well, not so far from here, actually. It would have been it is a walking distance. The problem is that it's too dark, so we would be walking in dark. We're used to that, taking into account all this transition thing. But just to make it easier for you, we have buses. Shuttles will take us to the place and back. And of course, thanks a lot to our sponsors, all the CCTLDs you see here on your screen. Special thanks to our colleagues at KENIC for helping to organize this. The cocktail would not be possible without you, so thank you very much. And with that, I'd like to welcome you to the CCNSO session here in this room, remotely. Via social media, please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. And since we start talking about social media, We are launching a survey. So we want to know your opinion, how you'd like the CCNSO to interact with you via social media. We have already published the survey on the website, but Jokke will send information to the members later today. So please share your views on this issue. Plus, of course, after the meeting, we will ask you to fill in a satisfaction survey. So what you think about meetings, what would you like to see in the agenda in the coming meetings, what you liked, what you did not like, and so on. Your opinion matters to us. Thank you very much, and enjoy 2 days of CCNSO meetings. And we'll start with updates from two working groups. TLD, Ops status update, Christian. And SOP working group update, Giovanni. No.
All right, good morning, everyone. I'm going to give you a brief update on the TLD Ops Incident Response Community. As a word of warning, I'm going to ask for a room temperature on a certain challenge that we're facing, so please keep your cards ready. How does that work? Oh, okay. Got it. Thanks. All right. So TLD Ops is a an incident response community for and by CCTLDs. And it basically brings together everyone who is responsible for the security and stability of their CCTLD. And the goal of the community is to, of course, further increase the security and stability of the internet as a whole and also of the services of the individual CCTLD operators. We're trying to accomplish this in two ways. One is by increasing the reachability of CCTLDs for incident response situations. So we have a contact repository that I'll be talking about in a minute that allows CCTLDs to quickly look up the contact information of their peers. And in addition, we're also sharing information on security alerts. So that we raise the level of shared knowledge on security incidents. TLD Ops is a community that's open for every CCTLD, so you don't need to be a member of the CCNSO. Every CCTLD can join. The oversight is being done by the TLD Ops Standing Committee, which consists of five representatives from the CCTLD community, one from each region, plus liaisons to ASAC, IANA, and ICANN's security team. The TLD Ops community revolves around a mailing list, which serves two purposes. One is to be able to look up contact information of your peers. So in order to do that, the mailing list generates an email every month, which contains all the contact information of your peers, consisting of first name and last name, phone numbers, and email addresses. And this information is packaged in one email. And the advantage of let's say, doing it this way is that this information is also available in offline situations because you only have to store the email in your inbox. And we know that this is important because there was a recent incident at .tr, Turkey, and they were not able to communicate because their email systems didn't work because DNS was gone. So that illustrates that this offline support is important. And in addition, we used the TLA Ops mailing list for sharing information on security alerts, such as DDoS attacks, phishing attacks, and things like software vulnerabilities. What sets the list a little bit aside from traditional incident response facilities is that we use a model of personal trust, as we call it, which means that the contact information consists of names and first names and last names, personal email addresses, and phone numbers, and that we do not use role-based accounts. And the rationale behind this is that we think that this contributes to, let's say, an increase of the level of trust within the CCTLD community. Also, what's a little bit different is that you can only join the TLD Ops community if your IANA admin contact says that you are one of the persons that is responsible for the security and stability of your CCTLD. This is different from how traditional incident response communities allow new members to join, because that's usually through a vouching model where you need to know a certain number of people before you can join. And we think that this will this will not fit this community, because it will increase the entrance barrier of joining. So this is our current status. We have about 60% of all CCTLDs worldwide on the list, so still 40% missing. And in the ASCII space, we have some work to do for the African region, the Asia Pacific, and also for the LAC regions. And we're doing okay in terms of the European Union, the European region, and the North American region. And in terms of IDN TLDs, we have 61% of CCTLDs on the list. Okay, so progress since ICANN 54, really briefly. We added 6 new CCTLDs. We updated the leaflet that we produced a while ago, which contains all the information you need to subscribe and also what the added value of the list is for you as a CCTLD. So please check it out if you're not on the list yet. We extended the TLD Ops Standing Committee with a new member, a CCTLD, and 3 liaisons. And we're working with the ICANN regional vice presidents to onboard even more CCTLDs. So we're facing 2 challenges right now. The first one is how to get the sharing of security alerts going on the list. That's basically a bootstrapping problem, and we have decided to work with ICANN to get this going. So our ultimate goal is that every CCTLD on the list also shares security alerts that they are aware of. But for now, we're starting with security alerts that we're going to receive from ICANN, and we're going to be forwarding those onto the mailing list. And the second part of this challenge is that we also somehow need to end up in the operational processes of CCTLDs, so that when something happens, there's also an interaction on the list. To be honest, we don't really have an answer here, so if you have any suggestions here, I would be glad to hear them. Our second challenge is that we would like to open up this initiative for gTLDs. There are several advantages of doing that. Of course, it will strengthen the incident response facilities of not just the CCTLD community, but also of the gTLD community, which will further increase the security and stability of the internet. But of course, there's also downsides, because there's going to be a large number of new gTLDs, including tens of backend operators. So that increases the complexity of the list and also the governance of the list. So this is actually the kind of thing that I wanted to get the room temperature on. So I was kind of wondering if you could use your cards to indicate if this is something you would be okay with. Yeah, I'm seeing mostly green, some yellow. I think that's, if we round it off, it's a green, I think. Okay, so thank you for that. So in this case, we will be continuing as described at the bottom of the slide. We propose to keep the current standing committee structure in place until ICANN 58, which is next year. And we're going to request ICANN to allocate time to administer the list, because there's going to be more TLDs to join, so that also means a bit more work. And we're going to request ICANN to actively promote this initiative among new gTLDs and also legacy TLDs. And we'll be starting the discussion on how to do this whole thing as of the next ICANN meeting. Okay, so thank you for that. Just a brief update on the standing committee itself. We have a vacancy for someone from the Asia-Pacific region, so if you think this is a really cool initiative, which it is, then please let me know. We got, in terms of procedures, we have a mandate from the CCNSO Council until, actually, until this ICANN meeting. So we took the liberty of proposing to extend that mandate until ICANN 58. And also at ICANN 58, which is next year, we'll be assessing the perceived added value of the list by the community, for instance, through a questionnaire or something like that. And our objectives until the next ICANN meeting is to further increase the number of subscribers on the list and to really get this sharing of incidents and information of security alerts going. And also we need to develop a simple procedure to be able to update the contact information that we currently have, because there's 320 people on the list right now, so there's bound to be some changes of people leaving the company or changing roles within their organization. And as I said, we need to find a new CC2, a new representative for the Asia-Pacific region. Okay, so that was my presentation. These are the folks that are actually on the TLD Ops Standing Committee, so please approach them if you have any questions, and of course, I'm also available. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christian. Any questions from the audience? So, there's none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, and with that, I give floor to Giovanni. He will give an update on the money.
Such an association. Thank you, Katrina. My update, I do not have slides for my update. It's going to be very short because ICANN has just released the fiscal year 17 draft operating plan and budget. And the comment period opened a few days ago, and it goes until the end of April this year. And this fiscal year 17 operating plan and budget is expected to be approved by the ICANN board before June of this year. We had a very interesting session with Xavier's team on Sunday, and also another very interesting session with the Finance Committee on the same day in the evening. And I saw Xavier for more than 5 hours on that day, so it's really more than when I see my wife at home. So it was a long time with Xavier, trying to understand, but above all, trying to and absolutely acknowledging the great work which has been done by Xavier's department to make sure that the community is provided with data, especially financial data, in a very transparent way. And this is what Xavier and his team, they have been doing in the past 2 years. And if I look back at the work of the CCNSO SOP working group and the data we were provided 5 years ago, against the data we are provided now, there is a huge, huge gap, and it's in positive, because the data that we are given now are extremely detailed, well-structured, and well-presented, and allow this working group to produce good comments. So I don't know if some of you had the chance to have a look at the fiscal year 17 draft operating plan and budget, which has been posted, as I said, a few days ago. It's a quite big document, and it shows not only the budget and the activities per project, but also it includes all the assumptions that are at the basis of the calculation of the revenue of ICANN, and we are talking about $132 million for fiscal year 17 against expenses that are estimated being about between $125 and $130 million. The progress that has been made by Xavier's group is also to have, as I was saying, a better understanding of the revenue model with much, closer to reality figures in terms of what they expect for instance, renewals of new GTLDs, renewal of the historical GTLDs, contributions from the CCDLD community. So the budget, the fiscal year 17 budget and operating plan, is a much more sound document than what we have seen in the previous years. So the work that this working group will be doing in the coming weeks is to divide ourselves in sub-working groups like we have done in the past, and to start contributing and coming up with input on the different sections of this operating plan and budget. But there is quite a new element that we have introduced in the last meeting, and it's quite a significant change, because this working group is a strategy and operating plan working group. And what we have been doing quite a lot during the past years is to address to Xavier's team comments that were related to strategy. And Xavier and his team, they are a repository of what are the needs, financial level, of the different departments, of the different units within ICON. So when it comes to strategy, when we were addressing comments to Xavier about why that strategy, well, we realized that we better ask these kind of questions to the head of the departments in charge of those strategies. So this is going to be, and there was a general agreement that this is going to be the approach for the future meetings of the CCNSO SOP working group, meaning that we will not only deal with Xavier and his team, but from time to time we will try to invite those head of departments, head of units at ICON that are in charge of the different strategies that end up in expenses that go in the budget. And I'm giving you an example, which was something that the CCNSO SOP has highlighted several times in the past couple of years, and is to try to have an ICON assessment of all these engagement centers and apps that have been created around the world by ICON, acknowledging that we wanted to see a cost-benefit analysis of this plan, and we have been asking for that since a while. So again, instead of, and we have addressed this during the meeting to Xavier, but we acknowledge that instead of asking this to Xavier, we'd better ask it to the person in charge of this strategy, so that we do not only base our work on figures, but when we have a better understanding of the strategy that is behind certain figures, we can present our input also in a more constructed and valuable way. So as of next meeting, and we will have we will invite one or more head of departments at ICON who can explain to us what is the reasoning and what is the assessment behind certain strategies. And that is going to be sort of preliminary before evaluating certain figures. Again, this is going to be in place as of the next meeting of the CCNSO SOP. So in the meanwhile, we will produce our comments to the fiscal year 17 operating plan and budget, as we have done in the past, and I'll be happy to share with the whole community those comments at the next meeting of the CCNSO. Happy to answer any question.
Thank you very much, Giovanni. Any questions? Peter? So the question was regarding numbers for 2017 budget.
So if you look at the fiscal year 17 budget, which has been published, the baseline for the total support and revenue is expected being $132.4 million, with an expected baseline for cash expenses of $126.5 million.
Thank you. Any other question? If no, then thank you very much, Giovanni. With that, we finish the first part of our meeting. Next, We'll have a meeting with the ICANN board. It's in Atlas Room.
One level up?
Yeah, it's one level up. Shouldn't be. And please, after coffee break, be back for block one on our discussion on IANA stewardship transition process. See you.